from Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Softball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official healthcare provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at BaptistFirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
It all comes down to this. Good afternoon, or good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie here in Oxford, Alabama. We are at Chocolaco Park for the 6A State Tournament, and it's your Wetumpka Indians facing off against the Gardendale Rockets. A 44-5 overall record the Indians carry into this one. On the other side, the Gardendale Rockets, 33-15, 6-0 in their area. They finish as the East qualifier in the East region. They finish as the second team. Indians serving as the home team here in this one. A couple of minutes away from first pitch and ready to get going in just a couple of moments. But before we get there, we will run through our starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. First for the Rockets, serving as the center fielder, it's Emerson Morrell, Abby Crockett batting second, Alexis Pearsall batting third. Those three due up here in the top of this first inning as we set to get underway momentarily. Behind them, the cleanup hitter, Charlie Chazen, Cheyenne Talley, Zoe Caulfield, Chloe Sanders, Hadley Mason, Kaylee Vance, and A.J. Robertson rounding out the lineup for the Gardendale Rockets. And in the field for your Wetumpka Indians in the circle for the black and gold this morning, it's Layla Culpepper. She'll be caught by Alyssa Brown over at first base. It's Sophie Arant. Lexi Smith at second base. Taylor Carlisle over at third. Bailey Carlisle at shortstop. Autumn Holland out in left field. Jalen Morrell in center. And Madison Calloway out in right field. Just a couple of minutes away from first pitch, and what proves to be the final stepping stone. The Odyssey to Oxford is complete. Now it's time to go get your Helen of Troy, the bring home a blue map to Wetumpka. This is the third state tournament for the Indians in the last 4 years, their fifth appearance overall. They have two state championships already, first coming in 2015, and then just a couple of years ago in 2023, the Indians won the state championship there, and the team and the girls who are now seniors and a couple of juniors on the team as well for that state championship. So they know what it takes to get it done. Coach Otwell here carries in a 268-50-1 overall record. And now the Indians out on the field starting to get loose here as we get ready for first pitch in just a couple of moments here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. And before we get there, I want to give you our keys to the game presented by REMAX Cornerstone Realty. You saw in that Saraland game, the last game that the Indians played, a couple of walks from Culpepper. Got to keep free runners off the base here this afternoon. And this late in the season, when you're down here in Oxford at the state tournament, those free runners will really cost you. So got to watch the walks. And then on the other side, Indians got to stay disciplined at the plate. Don't want to hit a lot of strikeouts. Don't want to roll into a lot of ground balls. It's okay to take a couple of pitches and work some counts. Love to see the black and gold do that here this afternoon. Almost time for first pitch, and as we get ready for it, we'll run you through the stats here of Layla Culpepper, the woman inside the circle here looking to pick up her 27th win on the season, a 26-3 record she carries in the circle into this one. And she's appeared in 29 games, had a decision in all of them, 138 and two-thirds innings, giving up 70 runs, but just 40 earned runs with a 2.04 ERA. It's about time to play ball here in Oxford as the Indians and the Rockets get ready to clash this afternoon. I mentioned leading off for the Rockets, it's the center fielder, Emerson Morrell. She is a lefty and will start off in the right-handed batter's box. Great-looking fields out here at Chocolaco Park. fresh white chalk all the way around. Culpepper in the circle, and the first pitch of this one is a called strike one right over the heart of the plate, maybe on the outside edge. And first pitch strike of the tournament for Layla Culpepper. The 0-1 is a chopper right in front of the plate. Alyssa Brown tries to corral it, but won't be able to. And her leadoff woman gets on. It was just pretty much a swing and bunt right there, right in front of the plate. Tried to barehand it and just had a little bit of a weird spin. Came off the fingertips of Brown. And so leadoff woman on in the top of this first inning here. First and second inning action brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Now in the box, it's Abby Crockett, the shortstop, and she shows bunt, but pulls back. The pitch missed low, and will make it a 1-0 count. The last time out, Culpepper got the win against Saraland, pitched the complete game. 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, 5 walks, 2-1 strikeout. Talk about those walks. Going to be something that the Indians are looking to limit here this afternoon. Showing bunt, Carlisle comes crashing down, and throw over to Smith at first, trying to double him up. Rounding the corner was Morrell. She got back in plenty of time, though, so they trade the out for the base. So runner in scoring position now at second base. It's Emerson Morrell after she reached on what I would imagine they will score as an error. We'll check that here in just a second. But runner on second, one down now as the third basewoman, Alexis Pearsall, comes up to the plate. Yeah, they do credit Brown with the air there. So the sack bunt moves one over. First pitch swing, and it's a high pop-up down the foul territory, down first base side, and foul. A diving Smith, unable to make the grab, finds the grass out there. So now it's an 0-1 count. The 0-1 here to Pearsall is high and away, 1-1. Culpepper, the 1-1, showing bunt, but foul tip straight back into the backstop. A 1-2 count now. Be interested to see if the Rockets elect to stick with the bunt here with two strikes. Saw it a couple of times throughout the area tournament and a couple of times in the regional as well. Not afraid to lay down the bunt here. But Pearsall facing the 1-2 count here. If she lays it down, it's going to have to be fair. Culpepper delivers. Just a tad north, 2-2. There's one out here with a runner on second. It's Emerson Morrell on the second base bag. Center fielder for the Rockets. And it's Pearsall at the plate. The 2-2, it's a chopper. One hop right to Carlisle at third. And advancing on the ground out. Fielder's choice there. Two down was Morrell. And so now she stands at third base. And Charlie Chasen, the catcher, comes up to the plate. It was a one-hop grounder fielded on the fly by Taylor Carlisle over there at third base. Had to go up and snag it. Saved what could have been a base hit. That scored the go-ahead run here in the top of the first with two down. One in scoring position just 60 feet away. First pitch to Chasen just a tad outside, 1-0. A little bit downstairs on the 1-0 pitch. Now, Culpepper falls behind on the count. 2 balls and no strikes. It's the catcher, Charlie Chasen, at the plate here. And a good showing here for the black and gold. Had a couple of people make the just over 2 hour journey up from Wetumpka. And a wave and a miss. Good recovery pitch there from Culpepper. 2-1. Right over the heart of the plate there. And Chasen just swung right under it. 2-1. Yeah! Called strike two. Catches the high and outside edge of the plate. And after two consecutive balls, Culpepper will work her way back into the count. We're tied at two apiece. And high and outside. And Jason thought that was ball four. It was not. It's a full count now. Three balls and two strikes through the bat and started to make the trot to first base. And a little bit of a laugh there as she steps back into the box. It's a full count here with a runner on third base. The payoff. Foul. And here the heads call from the Indians. Don't want any repeats of what happened at regionals. That one goes down the first base side and out of play. We'll try it again. The 3-2. Same pitch, same result. Foul down the first base side over everything. Well out of play, so maybe third tries the charm here. It's a battle between Chazen and Culpepper. We started off with two consecutive balls and two consecutive strikes. And one more puts us to where we are. A couple of foul balls as well. Ninth pitch of the at-bat. Fouled straight back into the backstop. Double-digit pitches in this at-bat. And the battle wages on. Tenth pitch of the at-bat coming here in just a moment. The payoff, fouled into the backstop again. The war continues between Chazen and Culpepper. The leadoff runner and Emerson Morrell stands at third base, advanced from first on a sack bunt, and then a 5-3 ground out put her at third base, 60 feet away from touching home. Payoff. Called strike three. Culpepper Frozer and gets out of trouble. The Rocket Strand one. Indians have one error. No walks, no hits. And we head to the bottom of the first, still knotted at zero. We'll be back in just a moment on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Injuries don't wait, and neither should you. At Baptist Ortho Now, you get fast, specialized care for sprains, strains, fractures, and sports injuries without the ER wait. Walk in and be seen by orthopedic specialists with on-site x-rays, casting, and treatment all in one place. No appointment needed, just real care right when you need it. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8, for injuries that can't wait, but don't need the emergency room. Baptist Ortho Now. Walk in, get treated, get back.
I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
Of the first set to get underway here in just a moment. Before we get there, your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank, leading off for the Indians, Lexi Smith, followed by Layla Culpepper, Sophie Arant. Those three do up here in the bottom of this first inning. Taylor Carlisle over at third base, will bat clean up here this afternoon, followed by her sister Bailey batting in the fifth spot. Batting sixth, it's Autumn Holland. At seventh, it's Alyssa Brown, the catcher. Madison Calloway out in right field, and the designated player here, and batting ninth, the sole lefty in this Indians starting lineup, it's Kyla Richardson. Lexi Smith will step up into the box here, trying to get it started. We saw the leadoff runner get on for the Rockets, but get stranded at a third base. And Smith will step into the box here and shows bunt, but the pitch missed well upstairs, well north that time, and a 1-0 count here to Lexi Smith. She leads the team in walks, does Lexi Smith, 26 walks, and leads the team in stolen bases as well, 41 for her as well. A 532 on base percentage, and we'll look to add to that total here. First, it swings on that one and grounds it foul straight away down the third base side. Knots up the count here, 1-1. She scored 71 runs across the season as Smith, and it feels like every time she gets on first, she scores as well. Tries to lay a drag bunt down there, but pops it up foul into the backstop down the first base side. Now behind it, the count, 1-2. The 1-2 to Smith is popped up straight back into the backstop, and quickly we'll run you through the starting lineup for the Rockets out in the field on the or in the circle for them. It's A.J. Robertson being caught by Charlie Chazen over at first base. Zoe Caulfield at second base. It's Hanley Mason. Hard hit from Smith and over the head of the center fielder, rounding first and into second. She's going to round them all and go all the way to third. A leadoff triple for Lexi Smith, and the Indians love it. You can hear the crowd behind me crush that one. Did Lexi Smith. And she's going to head over and grab her sliding glove there from Coach Arant. And that's what you like to see. A leadoff woman on for the Rockets from an air. And a leadoff triple from Lexi Smith. She crushed it over the head of the center fielder, who looked like she might have had a B on it just for a moment. But over the outstretched mid of Emerson Morrell out there in center field. And now Layla Culpepper will come up to the plate. And she can hurt him. She will take strike one on the off-speed pitch. Looks like she wanted to swing, but Alex told back on it. Behind the count, 0-1. The 0-1, and way out in front of it on the off-speed pitch was Culpepper. Rips it foul down the third base side. Coach Otwell showing off those hands. Used to be a shortstop back in the day. You can see it there. Snagged it on the one hop. Gave it right back to the pitcher, and it's an 0-2 count here with nobody down. The go-ahead run for the Indians standing at third. Off-speed pitch misses north, 1-2. So we were working our way through the lineups for the Rockets. It was Hanley Mason over at second at shortstop for them. It's Abby Crockett, and the 1-2 is cut on and missed. First strikeout of the game, first out of the inning for the Indians. Culpepper will retire on strikes, and now Sophie Arant will come up to the plate and look to get Lexi Smith home. Over at third for the Rockets, it's Alexis Pearsall. Out in left field, it's Kaylee Vance. In center field, it's Emerson Morrell. The right fielder, Chloe Sanders. A starting lineup presented by First Community Bank as Robertson quickly recovers and on the outside edge of the strike zone. Called at strike one, Arant leaves it on her shoulder. Robertson working quickly. The 0-1 check swing from Arant was the off speed. And she crossed the plane of the plate there. Umpire say she went around. No appeal. Down to first. Now behind it, the count, 0-2. Indians in their gold uniforms with the white pinstripes. Black script with Wetumpka across the front as the 0-2 comes home. Arant out in front of it. And back-to-back strikeouts there for Robertson after the leadoff triple from Smith. Now Taylor Carlisle will try to plate Lexi Smith here. Newly serving as a cleanup hitter is Bailey before her, and a little bit of a flip-flop in the lineup. Coach Otwell did it in the regional game with two down. Carlisle's going to have to swing away here. 0-1 is taken for a strike. Or the first pitch was taken for a strike on the inside edge of the plate. Skipped in front of the plate. Lexi Smith charging for home, and she's in there. Throw well behind her. The pass ball gives the Indians a 1-0 lead. She saw her opportunity, and Smith charged straight for the plate. The throw not even close to in time. By the time it had come out of the hands of the catcher, Chazen, Smith was already in her slide on the way to the plate. The 1-1. is a check swing. I call it a foul tip there and make it a 1-2 count. A slow roll to ground ball on the 1-2. Third baseman charges and gets it and makes the throw over to first. Pearsall to Caulfield, but the Indians take a 1-0 lead after the leadoff triple from Lexi Smith. A wild pitch puts her across the plate to score. One hit, no walks, one run for the Indians. Nobody left on. We head to the top of the second. Black and gold lead it by one.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
You're listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
And we are back, top of the second inning here. Good guys lead it by one after the leadoff triple from Lexi Smith. Scores on the wild pitch and a 1-0 lead for the Indians. They carry in to the top of this second inning. Leading off for the Rockets is the designated player, Cheyenne Talley, followed by the first baseman, Zoe Caulfield, and Chloe Sanders, the right fielder. The three due up for the Indians, or for the Rockets, apologies. Culpepper in the circle in the first pitch of this inning, just a tad south below the plate there, 1-0. It's a good recovery there from Culpepper back in the top of the first inning after the error put Emerson Morrell on and a couple of ground outs put her all the way to third, but got the strikeout to end the inning. The 1-0, just a tad south again, 2-0. So it still is a double elimination tournament here throughout the state tournament, and missing that time downstairs again, 3-0. So first loss will not put you out of the tournament, first game of the tournament here. The winner of this game will go on to play the winner of the Helena-Athens game. Helena, the state champions from last season, the loser will play the loser of that same game. Missed it upstairs, four straight balls, and a leadoff walk for Cheyenne Talley and the Rockets as they look to tie up the ball game. And now the tying run stands at first base. But plenty of ball game left to go, as that will bring up Zoe Caulfield to the plate, the first baseman for the Rockets. And another right-handed batter. Culpepper showing bunt and immediate throw over to first. It was laid straight down, and coming in to field it was Arant. Turn around and fires it to Smith, who came over from second to cover it. So the sack bunt advances one. A lot of small ball here from the Rockets. Seems like they're a big fan of it. Already laid down two successful sacrifices. We saw that immediately back in the top of the first after Morrell got on. That'll bring up the right fielder, Chloe Sanders, another lefty for the Rockets. And first pitch called, strike one, right over the heart of the plate there from Culpepper. Caught it on the top part of the zone, and ahead of the count here, 0-1, with the runner on second base, one down. showing bunt, but lays it foul down the third base side. Try to go opposite field with it, make it a little bit of a tougher play there. Taylor Carlisle was charging down, ready to field it. And now in 0-2 count here. After taking strike one and the foul. A wave and a miss. It was a foul tip, but Brown able to catch it. And it's second strikeout of the game. Ring him up, Layla. Two strikeouts, four on the day so far. And now two down here in the top of the second with a runner on second. Hanley Mason, the second baseman, will step into the box now for the Rockets. Called strike one on the first pitch of the at-bat from Cole Pemper. Seems to have found her groove now. Cole Pemper, the 0-1. Just a little bit upstairs. We'll even the count here at one apiece. One ball and one strike. Appreciate you all being with us here this Monday morning. Really start to the day for the Indians. Could potentially play up to three games here depending on how they go. I mentioned it is a double elimination tournament all the way through. And that one is a grounder to Smith, who has trouble with it for a second. Nice recovery. The throw over to first in time. So after the leadoff walk, Indians retire the next three straight. And we head to the bottom of the second as the Indians still lead it 1-0 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Bottom of the second inning here on the Collier Ford with Wetumpka Sports Network. Indians lead it 1-0. Bailey Carlisle going to lead us off here in the bottom of the second. It's still A.J. Robertson in the circle, who delivers a first pitch strike, catches the high part of the plate there. And 0-1. As a reminder, everybody, we are not allowed to show live video of the playing surface as the 0-1 is taken for strike two. Due to AHSAA regulations, we cannot show live video of the playing surface, so you are all stuck looking at me. Hopefully my commentary can get you through just fine. It's Bailey Carlisle at the plate facing an 0-2 count, a wave and a miss on the off-speed pitch. That's the third strikeout of the ball game for Robertson. And first out on just three pitches for the Rockets. And Autumn Holland will step up to the plate. Wave and a miss. And first pitch swung on and missed there from Autumn Holland. She carries in a 3-3 average over the course of the season here, just under an 800 OPS. And takes strike two there. Five consecutive strikes here from Robertson, who has really come on after allowing the leadoff triple there to Smith. She has struck out three of the last four batters she's faced. And hard hit, base hit, right in the 4-3 hole for Autumn Holland. A one-out single, and it's the second hit of the ball game for the Indians. She will stand over at first base with Alyssa Brown coming up to the plate as well. Autumn Holland was the woman who kind of got the rally going back in the bottom of the fifth in that Saraland game where the Indians put up six runs. And first pitch to Brown is called strike one right at her knees. Ducked out of the way of it, but called strike regardless. A wave and a miss on the off-speed pitch. Well, out in front of it was Alyssa Brown that time. 0-2. The 0-2 here to Brown. It's a hard hit. Ground ball hops over the third baseman. Could be extra bases. Holland into third. Stays right there. And Alyssa Brown plants herself at second. Back-to-back base hits for the Indians. And now two in scoring position. Autumn Holland stands at third. And Alyssa Brown stands at second.
We need a truckload.
Madison Calloway will step into the box here for the Indians. And a good opportunity to extend their 1-0 lead here with one out and two on, both in scoring position. First pitch, swinging, fouled straight up and into the backstop from Calloway.
All right, let's go back to the whole thing now.
Looking at Coach Hotwell is Calloway. And the 0-1 to her, well inside. Good eye there. Evens up the count here, one ball and one strike. Count, not at one here. Robertson fires and out in front of the off-speed pitch, 1-2.
Time it up now, time it up. You got it.
You got this.
Time it up, baby. You got it.
Let's go, baby.
Swing and a miss. Fouled straight back into the backstop there. Still remains a 1-2 count here. Calloway not going down easy. Hard hit fly ball straight away left field. Raking chase out there and making the grab is Vance, who does, and it goes down as a sack fly. Autumn Holland will come across to score. Alyssa Brown stays put at second. So the sack fly from Calloway gives the Indians a 2-0 lead, scoring one in each of the next two innings. It's not a whole hitter coming up to the plate now in Kyla Richardson.
Let's go,
Steve.
As she takes strike one right over the heart of the plate. The 0-1 swung on and missed, 0-2.
Let's go, Stakes, you got it?
The 0-2 is fouled straight back into the backstop. Good fight there from Richardson. It's two down here and an 0-2 count to Kyla Richardson with Alyssa Brown at second base, letting her run the bases as Coach Alwell. Generally see a pinch runner come out and do that for her, but Brown out on the base pass. The 0-2 from Richardson, a wave and a miss. It's the fourth strikeout of the game for Robertson, but the Indians tack on one more on the sack fly from Calloway. 2-0, good guys on top. We head to the top of the third on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Hey, I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Check them out online at baptisthealth.org. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Top of the third here on the Collier Ford with Tumka Sports Network. Black and gold lead it 2-0. Scored one in each of the first two innings. And Layla Culpepper here still in the circle as it's 9-1-2 due up for the Rockets. It's Kaylee Vance, Emerson Morrell, and Abby Crockett due up here. Throw down from Brown, and we are just about ready to get going. As a reminder, everybody, you are stuck looking at my face due to AHSAA restrictions. We are not allowed to show live video of the playing surface. Trying to work our way through that the best we can. It's another lefty in Kaylee Vance. Three lefties in the starting lineup for the Rockets. A good bit of versatility. Vance will step into the box here, and Culpepper in the circle, ready to begin the top of this third inning. Culpepper fires and just missed. Just a tad low and away, 1-0. It's a good crowd here for both teams. As you might expect here in the state tournament. Called strike one on the 1-0. Good recovery there from Culpepper. Will not count here at one ball and one strike. The 1-1, fouled straight back into the backstop. Blue kind of put his head up there, trying to make sure he doesn't catch a stray ball. 1-2 now, Culpepper searching for her third strikeout of the ball game. Two strikeouts for her so far, one walk. Has not given up a hit thus far. And a nine-hole hitter, Kaylee Vance, up at the plate. Culpepper, the 1-2, missed it outside, 2-2. Vance will step out of the box here and take a moment to collect herself. The 2-2 count here, nobody down. Vance leadoff batter in this inning. The pitch, fouled straight back into the backstop. We'll try it again. Count remains right where it is. Two balls and two strikes. Vance steps out of the box, calls time again momentarily. The 2-2 slapped foul down the third base side into the Gardendale dugout over there. And again, count stays right where it is. Vance fighting to stay alive here. Three consecutive foul balls. The 2-2 is fouled again. Foul and out of play. This time it's a kind of a pop-up high fly ball that went over the third base side, right over the top of the Gardendale dugout. I mentioned the Rockets, a 33-15 record they carry into this one. Second qualifier out of the East Regional. That one is slapped, and it's going to drop as a bloop single right over the head of Carlisle. Nobody able to make a play. Just kind of right in that no man's land, just about a foot out of the infield grass over the head of Carlisle and in front of Autumn Holland. Leadoff woman on again for the Rockets. They've done that in all three innings, put the leadoff runner on, but they've stranded her each time. But the top of the order do back up now. Emerson Morrell, Abby Crockett to follow her. Morrell reached on the air by Alyssa Brown back in the bottom of the first. Kind of laid down that swinging bunt. And the first pitch to her, and she does show bunt. It's going foul, and Carlisle lets it roll there and kind of goes down the first base side. Good heads-up play from her. High IQ play there. Just let it roll out. It was a slow roller. It would have been a tough throw over to first. So Carlisle likes to let it roll foul, cheating up just a little bit, about 3 feet in front of the third base bag, expecting the bunt now. Got to keep your head on a swivel, though. The 0-1 showing bunt again, and I believe it was a foul tip there, but would have been a strike regardless, I believe, so it should be an 0-2 count.
Shake it off, you good.
Hit right in the chest plate there of Brown. And they're going to give her a moment to collect herself.
Foul ball.
And Coach Honwell wanted to make sure that it was a foul ball, which it was. I believe they scored it wrong on the scoreboard. They have it as a 1-1 count, but it's actually an 0-2 count after the foul ball. Burrell at the plate, Culpepper in the circle. Over at first, it's Kaylee Vance. 0-2. Outside, off for second. A throw down from Brown, not in time. A stolen base there for the Rockets. And Vance swipes a bag. It's a 1-2 count here. After the pitch missed low outside. Top of the third. And the 2-1. Just a tad south there. Really good location there. Trying to get the called strike. Will not. Blue gives the nod there to the Rockets. It's a 2-2. Hard hit. Ground ball right up the middle. Carlisle collides as she's trying to field the ball with Vance there. And yeah, they're going to say that's runner interference there. So the leadoff runner will go down. And I think that's the right call. Carlisle just kind of charging straight away for it. Just popped right back up, though. Good to see she's okay. So there is a runner at first now. And I guess that would go down as a fielder's choice there. She was immediately breaking for third, and they just ran smack dab into each other. Now it's the shortstop, Abby Crockett, up at the plate with one out and a runner on first. Culpepper fires and missed it. Just a tad upstairs, 1-0. Good to see Carlisle pop right back up. It's an important woman for the Indians, a senior who started as an eighth grader, fifth year here with the black and gold, was part of that state championship team back in 2023. The 1-0, called strike one. Catches the outside edge of the plate. It's back-to-back lefties here. Abby Crockett follows Emerson Morrell, both lefties for the Rockets. And it's Morrell at first base after the fielder's choice. Hard hit ground ball. Carlisle dives, unable to make the grab, though. And a base hit there on the ground. And a couple of base hits for the Rockets. Now there's two on. One on second and one on first. The three-hole hitter, Alexis Pearsall, will come up to the plate here with one down and a chance to break the goose egg on the scoreboard for the Rockets. Her second time up at the plate. She grounded out to Taylor Carlisle. And her first time up. The first pitch from Culpepper missed it. Just a tad south there. 1-0. It's a good location there. Just missed it maybe by an inch. The 1-0, it's a hard hit, the ground ball, base hit, into the left field, Autumn Holland, the throw at the plate, and it's cut off by Taylor Carlisle. And an RBI single for the Rockets gives them their first run of the ball game. Back-to-back base hits, and runners stay where they are, or at least the second base runner parks it right there. So it was Emerson Morrell who came around to score. Rockets looking to get a little bit of a rally going. Indians still lead it 2-1 as Charlie Chasen comes up to the plate. The catcher for the Rockets struck out in our last time. Culpepper, the first pitch, and it's a hard hit pop-up straight into the backstop, 0-1. Runners on first and second. It's Crockett at second, Pearsall at first. After the RBI single, three base hits for the Rockets and this inning. Starting to get the rally going. 1-0, just a tad outside. Indians crowd doesn't like it. It's a close call there. Good location. Good spot to miss at if you're Layla Culpepper. The 1-1. Hard hit fly ball. Merle settles under it and nobody tags. Throw over to third. Kept everybody right where they are. And a big out for the Indians. Two down now. Good grab from Roll out there. Settles right under it and immediately launched it over to third and Taylor Carlisle. Probably the right decision there from Crockett to stay planted at second base. Would have been out by a country mile. Possible rundown situation had she elected to try and tag. That'll bring up Cheyenne Talley to the plate, the designated player, and called strike one from Culpepper. Catches the outside edge. She drew a walk in her last time up and then was stranded at second base back in the top of the second inning. The 0-1, it's a chopper but foul. Kind of a little bit of a golf swing there from Cheyenne Talley. Was on the low part of the plate and just immediately rolled down the first base side. And now Culpepper ahead in the count here, 0-2. Looking to get out of the inning. Bailey Carlisle will come over and have a conversation with Layla real quick, maybe about something she's seeing. Talley at the plate, Culpepper in the circle. Crockett at second, Pearsall at first. The 0-2, wave and a miss. Strikeout ends the inning, and the Indians still lead it 2-1. Rockets, three hits, strand two, no errors for the Indians, and good guys still on top as we head to the bottom of the third on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Bottom of the third here on the Collier Ford with Wetumpka Sports Network. 1-2-3 due up for the Indians. Lexi Smith, Layla Culpepper, and Sophie Arant going to look to get us going. Smith scored the first run of the ball game after a leadoff triple to open things up at the plate for the black and gold. And first pitch swing, and it's a high pop-up way over the head of everybody and over the backstop, too. Had that triple back to lead it off and then came home to score on the wild pitch. The 0-1 from Smith is a called strike two. Robertson has seemingly found her groove. She's got four strikeouts already. The 0-2 is an off-speed pitch and a base hit right back up the middle. A slow roller ground ball. Culpepper will come up to the plate. Smith rounds first, but elects to stay planted right where she is. Probably the right decision there. Two base hits for Lexi Smith already in this ball game, and Layla Culpepper will come up for the second time. had a big showing back in that Saraland ball game. Three RBIs, two extra base hits, the bases clearing triple to give the Indians a lead back in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch swinging from Culpepper, a big cut, but nothing doing, 0-1. Struck out in her last time up. The 0-1, and it catches Culpepper right on the wrist there. Smith was off for second, but no need for the stolen base there after Culpepper wears that one on the wrist, and hopefully she's all right. It looks like it hit her on her non-throwing hand, which is good to see as she's in the circle. So now there's two on, nobody out for the Indians after the base hit from Smith and the hit-by-pitch from Culpepper. Robertson still in the circle as Sophie Arendt, the freshman, comes up to the plate. She also struck out in her last time up. First pitch swinging. It's a pop-up. And finds the outfield grass. Smith is going to round third and come home. Arendt plays planted at first. Culpepper into third. 3-1. The Indians lead it. And runners on the corners with nobody down. Gardendale had a bit of a rally of their own. Indians looking to do the same thing. Three leadoff win and get on. Culpepper heads over to third. It's runners on the corners here for Taylor Carlisle, the young eighth grader. She grounded out in her last time up. Taylor Carlisle's had a good season so far. Coach Otwell giving some signs here to Arendt at first and Carlisle at the plate. Could be a nice opportunity for a squeeze play. Carlisle shows bunt, but pulls down. Arendt off to second. And in there with no throw from the catcher. And I think that was called a strike. I'm not 100% sure. We'll call it an 0-1 count for the time being. So now it's two in scoring position for the Indians. And a wave and a miss on a pitch in the dirt there. And I believe we'll make it an 0-2 count. It's been a good season for Taylor Carlisle as an eighth grader, 370 average, 26 extra base hits across the course of the season, 17 doubles, 3 triples, 6 home runs. And pops that one up and out of play and over the backstop into the concourse back here. Good job to fight and stay alive. That stolen base from Arendt was huge in eliminating the potential double play on the ground, at least. If the Rockets are going to want to turn it, they're going to have to work harder to do it. So it's Culpepper at third, Arendt at second. First base remains empty, and it's an 0-2 count here to Taylor Carlisle. Nobody down here in the bottom of the third as the Indians lead it 3-1. The 0-2 upstairs. Good eye from Carlisle. It's a real close call there. And Alexa leave it on the her shoulder, and a good decision at that. The 1060 OPS for Carlisle. She can hurt you. And called ball two there on the outside edge of the plate. Another good eye there. Two consecutive balls from Robertson, and now the count stands tied at two. The 2-2 is a high pop-up and right to the shortstop Crockett, who settles under it and makes the grab. One down now. Bailey Carlisle will come up to the plate here with one out and look to knock at least one home, potentially two, on a base hit. First pitch to Carlisle, well upstairs. Good eye there. Leaves it on her shoulder. And now ahead in the count, 1-0.
Be aggressive. Here we go now.
Swinging pop up there, right into the backstop here. Knots the count up, one apiece, one ball and one strike. Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Baird are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best. RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. The 1-1 pitch, Carlisle shows bunt, but elects to pull back on the outside edge of the plate, taken for a ball, 2-1. A 2-1. Carlisle shows bunt again. Fouls it down off the bottom of the barrel. Well, not at the count here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 is a high pop-up and over the head of the shortstop, Crockett. Culpepper in there. And so give Bailey Carlisle credit for the RBI single there. What? Did she catch it? They're saying the inning is over. And Coach Otwell is having a conversation with the officials here and trying to figure out what it is. Are they going to say she left early? And they're going to have a meeting about this now. And Coach Otwell is, I believe, rightfully upset. Even if she left, the ball hit the ground. So we're waiting to see what if this goes down as the umpires are talking right next to the circle. Oh, they're going to say she's safe. Okay. And now Coach Kendall White of the Rockets is upset, asking for an explanation. So everybody will head back out to where they were. That was an interesting play there. So I believe it should be nobody out. Or just one out, which is what we had it as. So, waiting to see what it is. So, it's a 4-1 ball game, so they do call Lexi Smith safe. So Rockets will head back out to the circle there. And so it's okay. So I guess we got it squared away now. It's Autumn Holland at the plate. It did go down as an out, so I guess she did catch it on the fly. Culpepper tags up, so it'll go down as a sack fly. So one runner on second, and Sophie Alan and Autumn Holland at the plate. Holland takes strike two there, so it's a 1-2 count. Apologies for the confusion there. It's a little tough to figure out what was going on, but I think we got it squared away now. Culpepper tags up on the sack fly there from Autumn Holland, and Crockett made an incredible play there at shortstop. It was a bloop single and a wave and a miss from Autumn Holland. The Rockets fired up about it, but the Indians still play 2-4-1. They lead it as we head to the bottom or to the top of the fourth inning on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult.
education, or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has it covered. Central Access is your local link to broadband. Indians with a 4-1 lead after they plate another two. Scored a run in every inning thus far have the Indians. Culpepper in the circle in his first pitch swinging. It's a high pop-up into straight or into shallow center field. Morrell not able to get there in time with loop single for the leadoff woman. It was Zoe Caulfield, the first baseman, and that's four consecutive innings where the Rockets have been able to get that leadoff woman on. They've only plated one so far. And now Chloe Sanders, the right fielder for the Rockets, will come up to the plate. Runner on first, tries to lay down the bunt, but it goes foul down the first base, or down the third base side there. 0-1. Called, strike one. Catches the low part of the plate there for Culpepper. And now ahead in the count. 0-2. It's a beautiful day here in Oxford right now. It's about 79 degrees, a high of 87. It's a pretty still day, just about 3-mile-an-hour winds. Shouldn't be affecting the ball flight too much. Just on the outside edge on the 0-2. Great location there. No need to keep it super close. And the 1-2, just a tad north. Evens up the count here, two balls and two strikes. Culpepper searching for her fourth strikeout of the game. Four to one, the Indians lead it here with a runner on first in the top of the fourth. It's Zoe Caulfield over there. The downstairs from Culpepper will make it a full count here, three balls and two strikes. Two is fouled straight back into the backstop. We'll try it again here in just a moment. Off pitch, a wave and a miss. Culpepper gets strikeout number four, and one down here. Big strikeout for the Indians, gets the first out of the inning. It was a little bit of a battle there, and now Hanley Mason will come up to the plate, the second baseman. She grounded out in her last time up, the right-handed batter for the Rockets, and serving as the second baseman. Culpepper fires just a tad north, 1-0. Caulfield over at first has not taken an aggressive secondary lead. Looks like she's content with staying where she is. We'll see if the Rockets elect to try and pick up an extra bag. And it's a high pop-up, but foul down the first base side in between home plate and first. It was really soft contact there. Got under it. That time it did Mason. That will not up the count here. One ball, one strike with one down. The 1-1. Just a little bit north or south there. Apologies. Missed it on the low part of the plate. Two balls, one strike. Indians have the 4-1 lead. Talking to Coach Otwell before the state tournament, talked about how important that was as the 2-1 is swung on and missed, and said it's always harder to play from behind, but especially when it comes to the pitching aspect, when you have a little bit of a lead, it gives you a lot more opportunities. With three games in one day, you ideally don't want to throw Culpepper in all three games, so you have a bit of a lead to try to protect it if the bats are hot. Right back to Culpepper is a line drive, and over to first, double him up. Layla Culpepper getting the strikeout, and then turns two on the double play. 4-1, good guys on top. We head to the bottom of the fourth. They'll look to tack on some more. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
And adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Bottom of the fourth here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. It's going to be Alyssa Brown leading us off, followed by Madison Calloway and Kyler Richardson. 7-8-9 due up for the Indians, and Alyssa Brown at the plate now, who takes strike one to start us off. Takes a strike two there as well. Quick 0-2 count here for Robertson, who has shown a really good bit of command across the course of this game. The 0-2 is upstairs, cut on and missed, a three-pitch strikeout. And back-to-back strikeouts ended the inning on a strikeout. And starts us off here in the bottom of the fourth with one as well. Good guys still lead it, though. 4-0. Or 4-1, apologies. That was strikeout number 6 for Robertson, by the way. Upstairs to the new woman in the box. It's a Calloway. Had that sack fly RBI back in the bottom of the second. And it's an 0-2 count now. Waves and misses on that one. And it's an 0-2 count here. That's Robertson. Feels like it's either a hard hit ball or a strikeout. Shows bunt here and lays it down. And rolling, and it will trickle foul. It's actually a 1-2 count. Apologies on that one. So that will make it a 1-2 count now. Apologies, first pitch of the at-bat was called a ball. Apologies for that one. Ground ball right to the shortstop. He didn't have to move a muscle in Crockett. The throw over to first in plenty of time. Two down for the Indians. Kyle Richardson will step up to the plate here. Struck out in a last time up, the lefty and a nine-hole hitter for the Indians. And stepping into this one, but chopping it foul, slicing down that third base side and well out of play. Feels like just about all the foul balls for the Indians have gone like that, just about out of play. Robertson with 6 strikeouts and no walks. Did have the hit batter as the 0-1 is fouled back into the backstop. Pitch, The 0-2 is swung on and missed. And two strikeouts makes it 7 for the day for Robertson. Indians still lead it, though, 4-1 as we head it to the top of the fifth on the Collier Ford with Sumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Fifth inning is brought to you by Collier Ford. From tough F-150s to family-friendly SUVs, Collier Ford makes buy easy with great selection and hometown service. No pressure, just honest deals and friendly faces. Come on, come to Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. 9-1-2 due up for the Rockets. Kaylee Vance, the left fielder, is going to lead us off. The lefty and first pitch swinging to her. It's a chopper right to Smith, who fields it and throws it over to first. One pitch, one out for the Indians. A 4-3 ground out for Vance. Now top of the order. Due back up. It's Emerson Morrell. Scored the only run of the ballgame for the Rockets after reaching on a fielder's choice back in the bottom of the third, or the top of the third. First pitch to her is upstairs. She reached on an error in her first time up as well. The 1-0 is down at stairs, 2-0. Yeah, Blue's going to dust off the plate here just for a second. Have some quick words with Alyssa Brown. Settles back into his rifle place right behind Brown. And the 2-0 is a slicing ball over to left field. Autumn Holland makes the grab on the run. Two down. A nice play out there in left field from Holland, who had to kind of go over her shoulder there and make the grab on the run. Good play out there. And now two down. Abby Crockett will come up to the plate, lead a sack bunt down in her first time up before reaching on a base hit single. A shortstop back in the top of the third inning. Top of the fifth, two down, first pitch called, strike one from Culpepper right over the heart of the plate. Culpepper, the 0-1. Taken for a ball. It was a check swing there from Crockett, who definitely held up in plenty of time. She thought about it. And the decision not to swing pays off. Counts knotted at one apiece. The 1-1. It's a hard hit ground ball. A diving Carlisle makes the grab. A throw from her knees. And in time, what a play from Bailey Carlisle, and they retire all three in order. Bottom of the fifth coming your way on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Good guys on top, 4-1.
year at home with Baptist Health. From emergency care to advanced heart services, orthopedics, and women's health, Baptist Health is delivering the kind of care our community deserves, close to home. Their team of physicians, nurses, and specialists are committed to one thing, you and your family. Because great health care isn't about treatment, it's about trust. Choose the care more families across Central Alabama count on every day. Baptist Health, stronger together.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checkings and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Good guys lead it 4-1, and it's top of the order due up here in the bottom of this fifth inning. Lexi Smith, Layla Cole, Pepper, Sophie Arant looking to get us going. Tack on a couple more insurance runs for the Indians. 2 base hits for Smith already. She'll look to collect a third, but won't on that pitch. Misses upstairs, 1-0. Still in the circle, it's Robertson for the Rockets. The 1-0 upstairs. Good eye from Smith, and immediately ahead in the count here, 2-0. Hard hit ground ball, but right to the first baseman, Caulfield, who steps over and tags the bag. Unassisted ground out there for Lexi Smith. It was a hard hit ball, but just couldn't find the gap. One down now in the bottom of this fifth inning. Layla Culpepper will come up to the plate and look for her first base hit of the ball game. She came around to score on the sack fly in her last time up as she takes ball one low and inside. The 1-0, it's a fly ball straightaway center field. Morrell settles under it and will make the grab. Two up, two down for the Indians to start us off here in the bottom of the fifth. Sophie Arant will come to the dish. Looking to maybe start a bit of a two-out rally. Indians with a three-run cushion, but would certainly like to add to that here. Strikeout and a base hit for her. Give her a stolen base as well. And Arant all smiles there after she takes ball one. Kind of had to slide out of the way of it. And the 1-0, it's a fly ball into the shallow outfield. And making the grab is Mason, the second baseman. Three up, three down for the Indians. They match what the Rockets did just a moment ago. We head to the top of the sixth the same way we entered this one. 4-1, Indians lead it on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Fresh fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. Top of the sixth here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. And the Indians lead it 4-1 over the Gardendale Rockets. It's Alexis Pearsall, the third baseman, up at the plate here. And first pitch from Culpepper right over the heart of the plate, called strike one. It's 3-4-5 due up here in this inning. Pearsall followed by Charlie Chazen, the catcher, and the designated player Cheyenne Talley. Upstairs, 1-1. It's the third baseman, Pearsall, at the plate right now. Picked up the only RBI of the game for the Rockets with a single back in the top of the third. Grounded out in her time before that third appearance this morning. And that one is a foul ball over the net of the backstop there, and just came down and was close to hitting some of the Indians fans. A good showing here for the black and gold as well as the Rockets. Kind of what you'd expect to see here at this point in the season and the state tournament. The 1-2, just a tad outside. Knocks us up here, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Culpepper searching for strikeout number 5 on the day. The 2-2, just a tad upstairs. It'll make it a full count here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Culpepper has shown a lot of fight throughout this game. A couple of times getting deep into some at-bats. A couple of 9, 8, 9, 10 pitch at-bats here. And looking, we might get another one. The payoff. Slow roll, ground ball, is diving Taylor Carlisle at third, makes the grab, pops up, and fires it over just in time. Beats the runner by about half a step. Leadoff woman down for the Rockets. That was a nice play there from Carlisle, who had a fall to her knees to stop it. It looked like it was going right over the top of the third base bag, and pops up and fires it over to Arant just in the nick of time. Leadoff woman down for the Rockets, down to their final 5 outs as they trail by 3 in the top of the 6th. Culpepper delivers, and that one just slipped out of her hand just a little bit way upstairs as Charlie Chazen, the catcher, comes into the plate with a 1-0 count after that. The 1-0 is a hard hit ball into right field. Madison Colloway chases it down and makes the grab. 2 up, 2 down. The designated player, Cheyenne Talley, will come up to the plate now. Drew a walk and struck out in her previous 2 appearances. First pitch swinging. It's a one hopper over to Smith, who bobbles it for a second, but plenty of time for her. Makes the throw over to first, and Culpepper retires the last 6 batters consecutively. We head to the bottom of the 6th. Last chance for the Indians to tack on some more insurance. They lead it 4-1 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hey. At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home. With affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region, CACC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College is central to you and central to your success. Bottom of the sixth, Indians with a three-run advantage over the Gardendale Rockets. Taylor Carlisle due up here to lead us off, and the first pitch is a hard hit, but foul, line drive, foul ball. Just a little bit out in front of it was Taylor that time, and she'll be followed by Bailey Carlisle and Autumn Holland, the three due up for the black and gold. Big swing and a miss on that one. And down behind in the count is Taylor, 0-2. That, going back to that foul ball, that could have been a home run had it stayed fair. And a lazy swing there from Carlisle and a slow roll ground ball over to Mason at second base, who makes the throw in plenty of time over to first. Leadoff woman down for the Indians. Bailey Carlisle swings and right back to the pitcher Robertson. Fires it over to first in plenty of time. So back-to-back groundouts for the Indians, and now two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Got a three-run advantage, but Indians would definitely appreciate some more insurance. Autumn Holland at the plate, who takes strike one over the heart of the plate. The 0-1 is fouled straight back into the backstop and behind in the count, 0-2. The 0-2, just a little bit downstairs, a good eye from Holland, and now a 1-2 count. Upstairs, 2-2. Robertson has been working quickly. A slow roller chopper over to third. The throw to first is in time. Indians go three up, three down. Three outs remain for the Indians to survive and advance to round two of the state tournament. 4-1, they lead it as we head to the top of the seventh on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport, perfect for every road trip. Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952. We're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Survive in advance, the name of the game here in tournament play. Indians just three outs away from doing that in the top of the seventh. They've got a three-run cushion, 4-1, over the Gardendale Rockets. And Culpepper still in the circle looking for the complete game. It's Zoe Caulfield, the first baseman, followed by the right fielder, Chloe Sanders, Hanley Mason, the second baseman, all due up here in the top of the seventh inning. The first pitch, just a tad downstairs from Culpepper, 1-0. It's Caulfield up at the plate now. She's had a single and a sacrifice bunt so far this afternoon as she takes ball two inside. Looking to get on, the Rockets have had the leadoff woman get on in four out of the six innings here this afternoon. Just one run to show for it. The 2-0. It's a high pop-up and tracking towards the backstop. Brown not able to get there in time, but good recovery pitch there from Culpepper, who's starting to work her way back into the count. Two balls, one strikes. Waiting here just for a moment for Caulfield to step back into the box, and she does it so now. Culpepper, the 2-1, skips it in front of the plate. Hitters count, three balls, one strike to Caulfield. It's a hitters count here, and a big first out here for the Indians if they can get it. Three outs to get three runs. That's what faces the Rockets. And the 3-1 pitch is called a ball. It was a close call there, and Culpepper tried to start working her way back into the count, but a leadoff walk for the Indians. Just the second walk of the game suffered by Culpepper. But the leadoff woman for the Rockets gets on. I'll bring up Chloe Sanders, the lefty and right fielder. First pitch swinging, it's a base hit into shallow left field. And now two on for the Rockets with a tying run coming up to the plate. Nobody out. Rockets trying to start a bit of a rally going, and they need it. The tying run at the plate now. It's Hanley Mason, the second baseman. She grounded out once and then hit in to the line drive double play to end the top of the fourth inning. For that first base hit. Showing bunt, and she lays it down. Carlisle comes up to get it and will throw it over to first. So they trade the out for the two bases, do the Rockets. A successful sacrifice there. So now there's two in scoring position. And the tying run here still at the plate. Kaylee Vance will step into the box. She's got a single and a ground out to her name so far. Calls time. She's a lefty as well. Culpepper, the first pitch, called strike one. Want to start working ahead in the count here for Culpepper. Two runners in scoring position, and the tying run stands at the plate. Rockets down to their last two outs. The 0-1, fouled straight back into the backstop. Culpepper ahead in the count, 0-2. The winner of this game will face off against either Helena or Athens, depending on who wins that game. Upstairs, 1-2. Helena, the defending state champions, and back here in the 6A state tournament, looking to repeat. We'll see if they can get there, if they can get a win, potentially have a date with the Indians. The 1-2, low, and knots up the count here. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 is fouled straight back into the backstop. We will try it again. Count remains where it is, and this is an all-important at-bat for both the Rockets and the Indians. Rockets with two on and one down. Vance at the plate represents the tying run. It'd be quite relieving for the Indians to pick up and out here. The 2-2. Called strike three, strikeout number five for Culpepper, and it couldn't come at a better time. Rockets down to their last out as they trail it by three. It's top of the order due back up, though, for the Rockets, and it's Emerson Morrell who will represent the new tying run. It's still standing at the plate. Runners on second and third with two outs. Indians one out away from advancing to the second round of the tournament. First pitch swinging, chopped foul down the third base side. First pitch strike from Culpepper. As a reminder, this second game of the tournament will begin at 12:30, regardless of if the Indians win or lose. We'll be live about 5-10 minutes before first pitch. The 0-1 upstairs. Brown stops it. And that's the count here at one ball and one strike. It's a fourth appearance here for Emerson Merle. Reached on an error, reached on a fielder's choice before coming around to scoring the only run of the ball game. Flew out to left field in their last time up. That was the top of the fifth inning. The 1-1. It's a high pop-up. Holland. And Carlisle debating for it, and Carlisle will make the grab. Indians win it 4-1 over the Gardendale Rockets. Survive and advance, the name of the game here in tournament play, and that's exactly what they do. They've got a date with either Helena or Athens. We will keep you posted on who wins that game. Could face off against the reigning state champions. Layla Culpepper pitches the entire game inside of the circle, gives up five hits, one run. That was earned. Two walks to five strikeouts, a good showing for her at the plate. Lexi Smith led it for the Indians, two for three showing, two runs for her as well. That leadoff triple to start off the ball game. Alyssa Brown picks up a double, a couple of RBIs for the Indiana. Arant picks up one on an RBI single. Callaway picks up one on a sack fly, and the Indians survive and advance. Next game will be played at 12:30. We'll be live here on YouTube, Facebook, and 105.1 WRFS about 5 or 10 minutes before first pitch. We will let you know here on our social media channels who they will be playing, and we hope to see you there. Indians get the win over the Gardendale Rockets 4-1, and they will have a date in the second round. We'll let you know who it is, and we will hopefully see you there. For the final time, I'm Mitch Petrie in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Hope to see you in just about 2 hours.